Previously on East Coast Breakfast.
All right, Natara from Afara, this is it. Time to speak up. What is the deal? Why are you torturing us with this news?
Okay, you guys know me pretty well. We've been working together for a long time. And you remember when I got married? 2012. Long time ago.
Yeah, really? I was still at Varsity.
Were you?
I was first year. Second year. Okay. Yeah, but carry on, sorry.
So when we got married, hubby and I just wanted to start a family immediately because we got married pretty late. And the next step for us was to start a family. So I did what any woman would do. I went off the pill. And, oh, come on. I was on the pill for acne, okay?
Oh, Natara.
Legit, that's legit reason.
That's true. So we tried for almost a year.
Okay.
And we kept wondering what's going on because we're two healthy adults. Mm-hmm. We're in a loving relationship and we have this deep desire to have a baby.
Mm.
After that year, I started feeling different. My body wasn't the same anymore. I started feeling really lethargic. I was just so tired. I started putting on weight. And then I had no drive, you know, no drive to do things anymore. And at one point, I didn't even feel like coming to work. I didn't even care about, like, any responsibilities in the house.
Mm.
I remember once my husband came home and there was no dinner. And the lights in the house were off because I just didn't feel like cooking. I didn't feel like feeding him or feeding myself or putting the lights on. And
it
was
seven at night.
And went for a few checkups and I was diagnosed with something called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, right? It's basically, simple terms, an underactive thyroid. But my thyroid gland had been attacked by growths, or they call them nodules. The doctors were very worried that it could be cancerous.
Mm.
So I had to have a biopsy. And when I went through that, the next day I was told, thankfully it wasn't, and it was benign, all these growths, but they were getting pretty bad. They were creeping down into my chest. So I had to get the thyroid removed. But my doctor said my health was looking good after the surgery. And then hubby and I, we kept trying. And a second year passed.
So this is 2014 now?
Yeah, and nothing. So we started to speak to other specialists about maybe what could be wrong. Was it him? Was it me? What was going on? And then we were told by some doctors that we shouldn't get our hopes up.
Mm-hmm.
We should start considering our options because we weren't getting any younger. And then I'd read some stories of women who'd went through what I'd gone through, the same thyroid issues. And some of these women said that they'd struggled to conceive. Or when they did eventually conceive, they couldn't carry to full term. So they lost their baby. When you hear these stories, the only thing that surrounds you at that time is doubt, negativity. You don't think about anything else. And you just start thinking, maybe my dream of becoming a mom one day is never going to be realized.
You know what? The thing is, I mean, we joke with you, like, you know, it's guys and we joke when we say, you know, when a woman, you know, overreacts to something, the guys will say, what, are you pregnant or something?
Not guys, you, Darren.
Well, guys.
You.
Me and some guys.
Okay.
No. I didn't realize that whole time that you actually, this whole time, wanted to be a mom.
Yeah, it's... It's always been in my heart for a long, long time. And when we were told and when we felt that we couldn't conceive, the only thing we could do was cry. And we cried and there was obviously some pressure from family members and friends. You know how it is. You know when you get married and there are some people who ask, when are you having a baby?
Mm.
When is that time coming? And it just made us feel worse because we were like, can you stop and just let us live our lives? Mm. You don't know what we're going through. And we didn't want to tell so many people.
Yeah.
So my husband and I just told each other, we're not going to try anymore. In our third year of marriage, which was last year, we just let loose. We spent more time together. We went out, you know, we forgot about our problems and we just prayed. We said, if it's God's will for us to be a mom and dad one day, then that will happen. But that's not going to be the center of our lives right now, the center of our happiness.
Mm.
Do you guys remember when we went on our team build last year? Do you remember when they surprised us and they brought Mikasa mm-hmm. on that afternoon and we danced? We danced till we dropped, literally. Yeah. I slept like a baby that night. But the next morning, I went home and I wasn't feeling so good, guys. The thing, my immediate thought, my mind just went first to, please tell me I'm not sick again. Mm. Please tell me those growths are not back. So I told my husband how I was feeling and told him about these symptoms. And he said, you know what, just relax, have a nap. I'm going to the pharmacy. So he went to the pharmacy and he came back. And then the next morning, before church, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I went to the loo and I did the test. The test that I'd done more than a dozen times before. Didn't think anything of it. And I just waited and waited. You know, you wait a few minutes. And then I took a deep breath, went back to our room, and I woke my husband up. And I said, babe, he woke up. He's like rubbing his eyes and he's thinking, oh, this better be good. Why are you waking me up so early? We don't have to get up yet. He takes the test from my hand, and you know what? I actually had been sick. I had morning sickness.
You're pregnant?
Yes!
Huh? Oh, la, la. Hang on a second.
No, wait, Darren. Honestly pregnant?
I am pregnant, Sky. Guys, you're going to be uncles.
Yay! Is it a true story?
It is a true story.
You know what? For like 3 months, I've been wanting to say, Nazara, you should stay away from those donuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not
me too.
Did like, you notice?
No, honestly, like,
I thought you were getting a bit bigger.
Yeah,
your skin had cleared up.
No, it did. But apparently, when you get pregnant, I don't know. I thought your hormones on trampolines.
Your body fixes your condition, the living condition for a new child. Your body makes sure that everything's working.
That's the thing. Everything cleared up. My nails are growing faster. My hair's gone longer and shinier. I feel great. And guys, I am 5 months.
Yo!
Yeah, 5 months. And
congratulations, Natara.
Baby is on the way.
Can I mention this?
Yeah.
So for at least 2 months,
mm-hmm.
you've been lying to us?
No, Darren.
Don't go there.
But I actually don't know what to say to you.
This is so exciting. Natara's going to be a mom.
We're going to be uncles.
Yay. Can't wait.
I'm thinking is like, I'm the only one in the team now without a baby.
You've got some catching up to do.
That's actually true.
don't say that. You're going to be getting emails.
I'm joking. Hey, I take that back.
Okay, cool. Well, we got a lot of planning to do. We've got to name the child. We've got to listen. If it's a boy, I'm naming him.
Oh, okay. Right.
If it's a boy, I'm coaching him rugby, soccer, and cricket.
Okay, fine.
And I start with the rugby,
and then the soccer.
Because we're like looking for maybe our first Indian Sharks rugby.
I like that.
Wouldn't that be fitting? Okay, if it's a girl, I'll name her. Or what if it's twins?
No, it's not twins.
But what if it is twins?
Yeah, it's a good question, actually, Darren Moore.
No, we've checked.
So do you know the sex?
No, we don't. Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to do that YouTube stuff we see?
Yeah.
Like those cakes, those blue and pink cakes.
Oh, and
pink cake or blue cake.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll get the cake, by the way. I'll get you.
All right, thanks, Darren.
I'll take care of that. I got that. I'm top of the cake.
And diaper duty, Sky, I'm putting your name down first.
I'll get you diapers, but
no, diaper duty, changing diapers.
From what experience?
No, you must learn. Uncle Sky, you must learn, buddy.
And this baby is going to support Man United.
No, not when he or she is born in a Liverpool home.
Why would you
ain't happening.
Why would you do that to a child? That's indoctrination. Give the child a choice.
Yeah, give the child, please.
Oh, indoctrination!
No, but that's epic. Like,
that's awesome.
That's the best news I've heard this whole year.
I didn't know you had it in you. East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.